The weekend actually worked out really, really good. The whole weekend scenario, we got our biggest field of competitors. We had some good waves. We actually had a different sort of field of competitors. Like, we have our usual, but the actual back end of it was guys that haven't come. So it's getting out there and it's getting big. We had to actually knock back a couple of lads in the open. We filled it up. So, yeah, but we've had good waves and everyone's surfed good. The actual level of surfing this year was more down the line of the field. You know, it wasn't, you know, you top guys. It was actually, yeah, a bit more competitive, which is, it's what you want to see. And
seems like it is getting bigger. What was some of the challenges that sort of led up to being able to try and have this competition?
It wasn't really a challenge. We're all prepared to let it grow and go at its own pace instead of pushing it. That's what creates challenges. If you want to grow too quick, it's, you know, people like walk away and they come back. And if you nurture it, they're going to stick around and help you nurture it. So, and that's what's worked. And we've had good support and stuff like that. And last year, you know, the whole week was just kind of bit harder for people to get down, because, you know, like, they're not pros or anything like that, so they find it hard to just come for the week if they lose money on it too much. And so we put it over the weekend, and so they only lose a couple of days instead of a whole week, and, you know, they can afford to come down. And I've noticed this year a lot more families come, yeah, which is good. And that's the whole idea, you know. It's not the surfing component, it's the gathering component, which really to stand out of the event. Like, even our officials team there, it's one of their favourite events.
I mean, I guess I'm going to talk a bit more about the skill and some of the spirituality behind surfing, because, you know, it is an Indigenous sport originally. I grew up, you know, in the Gold Coast, so as part of the culture, it became very westernised, but it is quite an ancient art form. And can you talk a bit about, you know, some of the connections that it brings?
Surfing goes back. Cultures always breed waves, not actually, you know, they haven't surfed to today's standards or anything, but they're always all catching waves and, you know, enjoying them. And surfing with itself has got a culture, and putting two different cultures together, which is then two passions, is like something these boys and girls dream of. And the whole thing about Bells Beach has got a really, really strong cultural significance about it. Mm. It's a gathering spot where the three clans come together and traded before they left off for winter. They head north and get out of the coldness of it. So, and there's, you know, it's the Mitten down there, and it's an awesome spot. Like, you can feel the presence, and all the competitors come down and they feel that same presence and awe. They're in awe of, like, the way that the serenity of the place is as well. It just really connects to them and spiritually. And it's a modern day corroboree, you know, but we're showcasing it through our surfing and stuff, so.
I think I'm just, can you remind me of that documentary that was made with Steve McGindy? The documentary was, you know, around the surf titles, but also really around, like, some of the spirituality that surfers have with the connection to the ocean and land. And it was lovely to see men talking about that kind of spirituality. And I think even because I've, you know, watched surfing for as long as I can remember, and I think that's something that connects a lot of surfers universally, is that connection and spiritual connection to the ocean.
Yeah, well, you just pretty much said it. Like, you know, it's like, it's that whole connection, spirituality of our personal feeling towards it, and surfing itself, you automatically draw to it if you surf. You know, no matter what, black, yellow, red, you are actually feeling that spiritual connection just from surfing itself, and having that connect with your culture, and especially if you're really depth in your culture, it's double overwhelming, really. Having a little wind down, they're all leaving, and, you know, the cuddles and handshakes are inside your crime, because you're going to miss them.
Yep.
You know, like, we just only catch up once a year, but now we've got an opportunity to catch up three times a year with the other events and stuff like that. So with the Australian Indigenous titles, it's helped recognise the other events as well and sort of helped them grow, which is amazing. And the boys are real passionate about that. So they're putting a little thing together where they want to draw that out of all the other events as well. So
lovely.
That's what our culture is about. It's about using our resources to keep it alive, and this is one of them.
We do talk about the universal connection, but do you think some of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander surfers have also copped racism, you know, along the lines? And do you think they get the same opportunities as other surfers?
Yeah, firsthand, like, just more, like, I've had an incident down here, one of the boys once before, and the guy sort of flared up and got a bit racist and sort of rattled on about our words. Mm. You know, he's strong-hearted. He stood up for himself and goes back to him. But the good thing about it is that all the other guys in the lineup were there to back him up as well. So the other guy that had the racism had doubled up on himself and we got support. Just, you know, he wasn't... He was a lone soldier. So this surfing, you don't get that. No, you get a lot of support just from, you know, a lot of white people and stuff. You feel comfortable out there to be, you know, who you are. And you express yourself. Like, I paddle out with, on most of my boards, I always put a flag on it, and I'm proud to wear it in the water and wherever I go. And all the surfers I surf with appreciate that too, because they're like, oh, good on you. And it's, yeah, because they've got that connection of where, what we feel, and they support it. So that's the end. The good thing about Torquay, like, you drive around here and there's, you know, black fella flags on all the heaps of cars, but none of them black fellas.
Yeah, that's good.
It's amazing, yeah. So that's, you feel comfortable about that, and that helps you.